Maitreya uvacha prajapatyam tutateja paratejohanam ditihi dadada varshani shatam shankarmana sudar danat The sage Maitreya said, Prajapatyam, of the great Prajapati, Tattejaha, his powerful semen, Parachejah, others' prowess, Hanam, troubling. Ditti, Kashyapa's wife. Dadada, boar. Varshani, years. Shatam, 100. Shankarmana, being doubtful. Surardhanat, disturbing to the demigods. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Maitreya said, My dear Vidura, Diti, the wife of the sage Kashyapa, could understand that the sons within her womb would be a cause of disturbance to the demigods. As such, she continuously bore the powerful semen of Kashyapa Muni, which was meant to give trouble to others, for 100 years. Purport. The great sage Sri Maitreya was explaining to Vidura the activities of the demigods, including Lord Brahma. When Diti heard from her husband that the sons she bore within her abdomen would be the causes of disturbance to the demigods, she was not very happy. There are two classes of men, devotees and non-devotees. Non-devotees are called demons, and devotees are called demigods. No sane man or woman can tolerate the non-devotees giving trouble to devotees. Diti, therefore, was reluctant to give birth to her babies. She waited for 100 years so that at least she could save the demigods from the disturbance for that period. This was intentional. In Satyuga and among the demigods, the women can control their own procreative functions. They know when they're pregnant, and they can control the length of pregnancy by their own willpower. Demons and devotees are the two kinds of beings, living beings in the world. Dva bhutasarga loke smin daiva asura evacha. There are two kinds of created beings, the divine and the demoniac. As if there is no other third middle ground. You're either on the side of the Lord's devotees or against them. Indradi vyakulam lokam. Lord Vishnu appears not because he has enemies. What kind of enemy does he have? Who can cause any obstruction of his desires? Nobody. But the demigods are frustrated by their rivals. So it said, Indravi Vyakulam, when the world is full of disturbance created by the enemies of Indra and the other demigods, then Lord Vishnu incarnates over and over again in different forms, and in different ways he removes this disturbance. It's just material nature permeating. The mode of passion and ignorance, lower modes become prominent, that's demoniac influence. And there are always people who are interested in being under the control of those influences, and they're troublemakers. But this special business of these troublemakers is to give trouble to those who are faithful servants of the Lord, the Daivas, the demigods. Devas, we call them Devas, gods. Prabhupada didn't like to call them gods, although everyone else calls them God with a little g. Prabhupada wanted to emphasize they're not gods, so he called them demigods, half-gods. An obscure term from Christian theology, medieval Christian theology, demigod. Yeah, but Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used it to make the point they're not God. Even God with a different punctuation, they're just not God. The demons are really troublemaking when they disturb the devotees. They're less to blame, they're committing less of a crime when they're just disturbing one another. The demons can express their hatred and envy by abusing one another, abusing other materialistic persons. That's not too bad. Like the animals are fighting, eating and killing one another. That's just nature. So when the demons harass the demons, no problem. That's just material nature working out her imbalances. But when the demons harass the devotees of the Lord, then that goes beyond the purview of material nature. Then that impinges on the domain of Lord Vishnu. Just as if they came right into his palace and started picking a fight right in front of his face. To pick a fight with his devotees, no matter where they are, is a personal insult to Lord Vishnu. And therefore, it's no longer just a matter of internal business of the material nature when the demons harass the devotees. Demons who avoid harassing the devotees, or just by circumstance, by their good fortune, never had a chance to, they can be saved much more easily than those who commit violence against Lord Vishnu's devotees. They can only be saved by being killed by Vishnu himself. Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Shishupala, Jarasandha, those who were great demons who harassed the devotees of Lord Krishna, they had to be killed. If they were fortunate, they got killed by Krishna himself. Those demons who get killed by Krishna get liberation immediately. But demons who are killed by Krishna's avatars don't. They only get a chance to associate in this next life again with the Lord. But only when they actually meet Krishna in his original form. Only Krishna has the power to liberate even his enemies. The other avatars can liberate their devotees, but only Krishna, even among all his avatars, liberates the demons. This is explained by Rupa Goswami in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. That's why Jaya Vijaya have to take three births. One reason is that they have to finally meet Krishna, and then they get their actual liberation. There are other demons who, by good fortune, never actually committed Vaishnava Aparada. Example is Ajamil, very wicked person. But he was saved by Namabhas at the last moment of his life. He uttered the name, called out to Narayan unintentionally. That is Namabhas, because although he committed so many crimes in his life, he never committed Vaishnava Aparada, or direct Aparada to Lord Vishnu. Good fortune that he never did. Then when he chanted unintentionally, that counted as not offensive chanting, but a dim reflection of chanting. And that gave him liberation. Not exactly immediately. He was saved from dying, and then he had to spend a few years performing sadhana in Haridwar. And then the Vaikuntha Dutas, the same ones who protected him from being taken away to Yamaloka, they came in an airplane to take him to Vaikuntha, the same Vishnu Dutas. That's one case. Another case is Jagai and Madhai, Jagannath Madhava is their actual names. They committed, Jagannath Madhava. In Chaitanya Chandraudya Natakam, that's the names are given. Jagai and Madhai are just Bengali nicknames, like Ramai, like that. And finally commit aparad against Lord Nityananda directly. Before that, although they were committing so many crimes, they weren't committing those crimes against Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas stayed out of their way, and they never got a chance to offend the Vaishnavas. Again, whatever nams they chanted were also namabhas. They were saved by that. They were saved by not being harassers directly of the Vaishnavas. So if you want to be a rascal, at least stay out of the way of the Vaishnavas. Don't give them trouble. Otherwise, you'll have to be killed to be saved. And if you're killed by someone other than Krishna himself, your salvation is still going to take some few more lifetimes. Hare Krishna. Okay, so I'll stop. Any questions or comments? Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.